All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Happy Wednesday, or Thursday, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Here we are third day into the new year. We're still here. It's amazing. The planet has not been blown up yet. Today I'm going to talk about Mormonism. I actually got a guest coming on tomorrow. You might recall Monday I was supposed to have a representative from the Ireland branch of We Are Change, a group started here by Luke Rutkowski. I actually had him on one of my first shows back in the early days of way back in 2007. but anyway, it's actually the head of the group. He's going to be coming on tomorrow to talk about what they're up to, and it's great. This movement has really grown in just the past, 8 months or so. And then, 9 months, I guess it is. Anyway, today I'm going to be talking about Mormonism, guys. Believe it or not, Mormonism is a branch of Freemasonry. And like Mormonism, it has a goal of actually controlling the United States and ultimately the world. So we're going to be talking about that, the evils of it. Believe it or not, it has far more control in politics than what most people are aware of. So we'll be going into that, talking about all kinds of other crazy stuff, some of the outlandish beliefs of Mormonism and how they put up this phony front to make themselves look warm and cozy and inviting. But once you get in, it's an entirely different story. We're going to be talking about how Mormonism murders people and gets away with it. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Well, stick around. Anyway, before that, let me go over some quick announcements here. Arthur Allen, guys, been talking about this the past week or so. One of our new sponsors here at RBN, an excellent way to treat and or even possibly cure arthritis. It's a new and highly effective and natural remedy. And the best part, RBN listeners, guys, pay absolutely nothing. They're still running this great promotional ad, promotional campaign for RBN listeners. If you call them or go to their website today and mention you're an RBN listener, you can actually get a free trial sample. You can either use it yourself or give it to someone else you know that has arthritis. Just go to 321relief.com. Or you can give them a call at 815-259-4557. Again, the website is 321relief.com. Or call them at 815-259-4552. Got several requests yesterday for my transcripts on ancient technology, particularly involving air flight and or nuclear weaponry and nuclear warfare in the distant past. Very interesting stuff. And if anybody wants the transcripts for today's show talking about Mormonism, again, just send your request to truthhurtsradio at AOL.com, spelling Hurts, H-E-R-T-Z, of course. And anyway, we got a caller on the line. I'll be taking him after the break, so stick with us, folks. I'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. As your host, Charles Giuliani, before we launch into our discussion today on Mormonism, let's take our caller. We got Gil on the line from Texas. Welcome, Gil. What's up? Yo, Gil.
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, I'll tell you what. You mentioned something about that arthritis. I'm only 44. I'll be 45 this year. And one of my fingers in my hand went to hurting. What was odd, I went outside, took me a little stroll. It didn't hurt as much. I don't understand how cold could make my hand. But I know what you mentioned about the Mormons.
Maybe you got too cold and too numb and you couldn't feel the pain.
Well, no, it's just the opposite. I went back outside. My hand was hurting here on the inside for some strange reason. I guess, you know, some folks say when the weather turns cold. And the weather's absolutely freaky, man. I've never seen it so cold across this country, but I guess I haven't lived long enough.
What is it, 40 degrees now?
Where I am, it's maybe about 40-some-odd degrees, yeah.
I'll take 40.
You was talking
That's
about...
That's a spring day.
The Mormons, yeah, nice spring day.
Spring day for here.
Yeah. Where are you, Austin?
Up near Boston, yeah.
Boston. Look, they had some Mormons who were trying to convert me, and I've actually read some of their Book of Mormon. Very strange book indeed.
And I'm going to be talking about that today.
They were trying to convince me to convert. I said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you pray on it one night. And, Charles, I got on my knees, and I prayed that evening. And when I slept, they had this dark, unsettling feeling come over me. And I said, from then on, I said, oh, no, this is not for me.
Sure it wasn't your arthritis?
let's see what else I can hit on. Of course, Iowa's the big stink here this evening. I'm going to be kind of following that. Things are going to get crazy wild. You know, I heard a promo you all had for some kind of chemical for your vehicle. You know, oil hit like 100 and $100.09 just a few minutes ago. So it hit $100 again, you know. It's, things are just getting so crazy. You have the weather. You have this crazy political thing going on. I don't know. I guess these are the times that try men's souls, you know?
Yeah, well, the whole world's coming apart, and it's all related. I mean, they're hitting us from every angle. Everything's just going to pot.
I don't mean to cut you off, but when you say they, are we talking about the elite people, the people we see, you know?
Yeah, like, the self-imposed, unelected trash.
You know, I'm going to tell you why.
Picking up pockets for decades.
Why I don't like Huckabee, and I have to hit at least one politician. You can't hit them all. But the last thing we need is a cult of personality for president like we had a few years back, you know. He plays.
Well, those people don't call the shots. They're just the messenger boys.
Kind of like the puppets, huh?
Yeah.
We
yeah,
never see the man behind the curtain, do we?
Oh, well, we see them, but it's not known publicly that they're the ones calling the shots. I
the
mean,
real
everybody knows.
The real
everybody
wisdom.
Knows who David Rockefeller is, and
oh, yeah.
You know. Rothschild, but they don't know that they're the actual unelected trash that are calling the shots, the real sources of power. Anyway, real sources of the world's woes, let's put it that way. Are you still there, Gil?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you heard the rumor that Mitt Romney and the Carlyle Group bought out Clear Channel.
Nah, no, I'm not surprised, though. Oh, jeez, Romney.
He's a Mormon. So there you go.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I listened to him last night on C-SPAN, and he went on and on about the Olympics. I said, people want issues. We want to know what you're going to do.
Well, what I'm going to be talking about today is reason enough not to vote for him. You know, he's a fulfillment of what this cult has been pushing for a long time, is control in Washington. They already got control of Utah.
How are they aligned with the Masons, not to get ahead of your discussion
sure.
later, but how is it that they're aligned with the Masons?
Well, I am going to get into that. It's kind of getting ahead of everything.
Oh,
but,
well,
I'm
sorry.
Well, Joseph Smith, the founder, the so-called prophet,
okay.
was himself a Mason, and so he incorporated a great many of the Masonic ideas and beliefs. In fact, it's believed that's why he was murdered, because he was giving away Masonic secrets out in the open. I mean, that's how, you know, how closely allied its beliefs are with Masonry.
I think they have something like the symbol of a beehive, and I think that's awful.
Yeah, they use the same symbols, the same code
symbols
words, same handshakes, the same temple secret rituals.
I'm a man of color.
Sacred underwear.
You know what was odd? When they had Hurricane Katrina blow through here and they had to evacuate people, they took some hardened-ridden public housing people and put them in Salt Lake City, Utah. I mean, talk about culture shock.
Now they're all converted to Mormonism?
I don't know.
Oh, they shipped them all over the place. They
but
wanted them everywhere
you,
but there.
I happened on a Masonic hall here locally, and it was the White Texans Masonic Hall. And I'm a bright guy. I have curly hair and whatnot. But when I explained to them that I had black ancestry in me, he told me, oh, no, you have to join the Prince Hall Masons. You can't join our Masonic Society. So it's a lie that they're off of this brotherlyhood, brother thing. They segregate.
Well, that's something else I'm going to talk about. Masonry, you know, Masonry traditionally was very prejudiced. In fact, one of their all-time favorite founding fathers of modern Freemasonry was Albert Pike, who once said that if blacks were ever admitted into the order, that he would leave it. In fact, he founded the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay.
He was the actual founder of it. And then, of course, naturally, like everything else Masonry taught, that was incorporated at least early on into Mormonism.
So to
Joseph
be a
Smith
Mormon,
was a rabbit.
Not to cut you
yeah,
off,
so,
but
go ahead.
If you're a man of color and if you try to attempt to join the Mormons, it's actually probably detrimental and unhealthy to be a Mormon and be black. Or try to become a black Mormon, because they don't like
well, it, yeah, in some parts of Utah, sure, where it's real conservative, so-called, sure, yeah. Well, I mean, you can be white, and they'll kill you if you leave it.
God, This just what we need for this country, huh? Mitt Romney, Mr. I look at his name, M.R. President.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, President, almost says Mr. President. God help us. It's like a bad episode where David Sheen was in Utah, and he said, President, the missiles are flying. And he was looking back and said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our missiles are flying.
Good anyway, Gil, I got to run here because I got a lot of stuff I want to cover.
Okie dokie.
15 minutes into the show here.
Take
but
care.
Thanks for the call.
Keep finding
okay.
the new world order, man. Bye.
Yeah, you got it. All right, guys. Like I said, we're going to be talking about Mormonism here. So everybody get out your free copy of the Book of Mormon that I know you've all requested. I got mine out on the shelf. I actually do. I needed it, you know, to do some research years ago. So I called that 800 number, and of course, I got mine shipped to me. I didn't want somebody hand-delivering it because then you'll never get rid of them. They're like cockroaches. It just keeps swatting them, and they don't stop. Fortunately, we don't have any really around here. You got to go out to Boston. There's no Mormon temple close to me. Good thing. We do have the Jehovah Witnesses, though. They come around all the time. I remember years ago, back in my party days, I think it was about 19, crashed at a friend's house. Had a big party the night before. We were all hung over the next day, and who comes to the door the next morning? Bunch of Mormons. I was really hungover. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm really interested, but, you know, I'm kind of tired. I didn't get to bed till late. If you can come back later. So they did. After I left, they came back, and they were hounding my friend. Oh, but no. We were here this morning, or some friends of ours were here this morning, and they said that you're really interested. You wanted us to come back. He couldn't get rid of them for the longest time. Anyway, off we go into our Mormon discussion here. Most Americans are totally oblivious to the fact that the state of Utah is really a country within a country. It is essentially run by the Mormon Church. Its influence there is very powerful, and freedom of speech and freedom of the press are almost non-existent if that freedom happens to tread upon the forbidden zone of criticizing this frighteningly powerful religious institution. You don't have freedom of speech or freedom of religion when it comes to criticizing this cult. In November of 1982, the Denver Post published a series of articles on the Mormon Church and the power that it exerts in Utah. It stated that, quote, the state's largest evening newspaper and largest TV station are owned by the church, which was described as, quote, America's biggest, richest, and strongest homegrown faith. In 1975, the Utah Supreme Court, dominated, of course, by Mormons, made this very jaw-dropping statement about the First Amendment, quote, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion, did not apply to Utah, but was only a limitation on the federal government. I'm typed this in wrong again. I got to go fix it later. Anyway, it was a limitation, claimed the Utah Supreme Court, on the federal government, but did not apply to Utah. So here, the Supreme Court there admits that freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, on and on and on, freedom of religion, does not apply to that state. And why? Because they want to be able to control what people say about the cult, guys. They don't want it exposed up there. Unbelievable. All right, short break, guys. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're talking about Mormonism today. We got another caller here, Chad in Alaska. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I heard you mention, you know, that the Mormons are big in Utah and some other things, and I just wanted to add a few things that I know about Mormons. I'm in Alaska, and I don't know if you know.
You got them up there?
Huh?
Are they big up there?
Alaska's the second biggest Mormon state after Utah.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. Wow.
And I want to let you know that they own and control Boeing Corporation. You know.
Really?
Yeah. The CEO.
They had the Marriott hotel chain. I didn't know they had Boeing, too.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, I think
that makes a lot of sense. The CIA recruits quite heavily at Brigham Young University.
Yeah,
and Boeing, of course, is a big Pentagon contracting company. Oh, isn't that cozy?
I was just going to say that. The CIA is full of them because the Mormon Church is a very hierarchical, authoritarian structure, you know, and it's very secretive. And the reason they recruit the Mormons is because they keep their mouth shut and they take orders.
And they like power, too.
And they believe things that have no basis in reality. And I was just thinking of how, I mean, if I encourage people to study it, because if you, once you look into this Mormonism, it's a real, it's pretty crazy stuff, and there's no scientific evidence that supports any of the stuff in the Book of Mormon, and I want to say one other thing. Oh, it slipped my mind.
But it's crazy stuff.
I was reminded of how they keep calling Dr. Paul a nut and a kook and all these things, but anyone that studies Mormon, you know, and understands what it's all about, you know, they should be calling Mitt Romney a Looney Tunes and a nut and a kook and all the
exactly.
things.
They don't bring that up, do they? Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, everybody's laying off of it. They don't hear any mention of it at all, and I think it fits for him to be a candidate for president because the Mormon does own a lot of the industry in the defense area, and he is the kind of person.
Well, as long as you kiss corporate butt, I mean, you got the Bushes that are devil worshippers, you know, so why should they mention his Mormonism? As long as you kiss corporate butt.
And that's what he's good at. I mean, he's just nonstop flip-flop. He's the perfect corporate type. You know, he tells you whatever you want to hear. And,
yep.
You know, I'm sure he'll take really good orders from the bankers and keep all their little secrets and, you know, do just a fine job, you know, even better than
Bush. That's how we get in there in the first place. Anyway, was that it, Chad?
I'm looking forward to your show.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate
thanks.
The call. All right, let me get back to that Denver Post series of articles. They further pointed out that, quote, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not take kindly to dissent. Its power and control are very much like that exerted by the Vatican during the Dark Ages. Indeed. And including execution of those that don't go along with them, guys. They really do. There have been many people over the years who have disappeared. Anybody who's ever watched the film The Godmakers, you want to look into this more, get those films and check them out. At the end of the, I think it's the second film, they talk about how one woman that they interviewed throughout the film wound up dying, that she disappeared. But obviously she was murdered. This is what they do. If you leave the church, and especially if you speak against it, the only way to atone for that unforgivable, unpardonable sin is that they take your life, shed your own blood to atone for that sin. And it happens all the time. People disappear, you know, in Utah all the time as a direct result of this, what is called blood atonement, the doctrine of blood atonement taught by Brigham Young. Anyway, the idea of control is oppressed upon all who visit the church's headquarters, where these words are displayed greeting each guest, quote, the course of wisdom is the course of obedience. This is what they train you from day one to believe, that you've got to go by whatever the church says. Mormons must pledge blind obedience to whoever the current head of the church is, who was considered the infallible successor of Joseph Smith. Again, this is like the Pope in the Catholic Church. You know, he's infallible. When he speaks ex cathedra from Peter's chair, he cannot be wrong, though he contradict what previous popes said. And in fact, previous popes, you know, in previous centuries have actually claimed that the idea of infallibility was a Protestant heresy and that those who held it were heretical. But now, of course, ever since Pope Pius IX in 1870, who declared infallibility, now the popes are infallible. Who knows? That might change next month with his prettiness, Benedict XVI there. You know, if he wants to, well, I doubt he'd ever do that. But, you know, if some future pope wanted to declare that infallibility is now a heresy, you know, you have to believe that, too. It doesn't matter. One pope can contradict the next, and one Mormon leader can contradict the previous one, and it doesn't matter. What he says at that given moment is the truth, and you must believe it, or you're a heretic, and, you know, they'll come after you. Unbelievable. Hallmarks of a cult. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking here about masonry today. You know, just to show that this is no exaggeration, the idea that you must go by whatever the current church leader teaches, here's Mormonism telling you that for themselves. This is a former Mormon president, Heber C. Kimball, and he wrote in Journal of Discourses this interesting statement. He said, "Learn to do as you are told, both old and young. Learn to do as you are told for the future. If you are told by your leader to do a thing, do it. None of your business whether it is right or wrong." And then we have President Ezra Taft Benson in his 14 Fundamentals in Following the Prophets. He said, "Keep your eye on the president of the church. If he ever tells you to do anything and it is wrong and you do it, the Lord will bless you for it." So this is official Mormon teaching, guys. If you do what you're told and it's wrong, doesn't matter. God will bless you because you're supposed to do whatever you're told. Oh, no wonder they're so popular with the CIA. Seriously, I'm not joking, folks. This is why they go after these people. They blindly follow whatever they're told to do. If they're told to go assassinate this guy over here or this woman over there named Budo, they will carry it out blindly. I don't happen to know if the assassin of Budo was a Mormon, but I wouldn't be surprised to find out if it was. Here's yet another astonishing Mormon quote along this line. This one from the Mormon work, The Improvement Error, Ward Teacher's Message, an article called Sustaining the General Authorities of the Church. And it states, any Latter-day Saint who denounces or opposes, whether actively or otherwise, any plan or doctrine advocated by the prophets, seers, and revelators, or the leaders of the church, is cultivating the spirit of apostasy. One cannot speak evil of the Lord's anointed and retain the Holy Spirit in his heart. And it goes on and on and on. It gets even more disgusting and ridiculous. Once again, anybody wants to read this stuff, you know, I'm not going to go into all the details because I'll never cover it all in this one show, but TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. I'll send you the transcripts through email. And again, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z, TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. Let's go on to talk about how Mormon presents a phony view of itself, by its own admission, I might add. Okay, the Mormon Church, like all false organized religion, presents a different mask to the public than what is really under, you know, the real face that's under that mask. And again, it's been admitted by many high-ranking Mormons. One is Samuel Taylor, who wrote this admission in Dialogue, a Journal of Mormon Thought. Listen to what he said. As we became accepted by the outside world after decades of vilification and ridicule, we went on to work busily on a new public image, replacing the polygamous rebel with the gentle saint who didn't use coffee. They concocted a never-never land of Mormonism that presented a lovely, if unreal, facade for the outside world to admire and converts to embrace. Can you believe this? He actually said this, that we presented a false view of ourselves, even though it wasn't real, even though it was, you know, a concocted version of what we really are. It served well to propagandize the public so that, I mean, this is what he's saying. They came up with this image, oh, yeah, we don't drink coffee. We're this clean-cut body of true, wholesome believers, and therefore you should want to join us. Look how clean and decent we are. He's admitting here that the whole thing was a lie, a facade, so that people wouldn't look down at them anymore because of their involvement with polygamy and all other kinds of sinister practices. He's admitting. It's just face, you know, window dressing, face-saving. Unbelievable. According to the Denver Post article that we mentioned earlier, or the series of articles, when Mormon church officials were asked if they could be interviewed, you know, they went around Utah asking various people, if you know, Mormons and non-Mormons alike, if they would be interested in being interviewed about the church, they flatly refused unless they could be anonymous. Can you believe that? Unbelievable, guys. They're afraid. People in Utah live in fear of the Mormon cult, and they will not speak against it because they know that the laws there are written to, you know, in such a way that the church gets away with going after people that expose them. Unbelievable. The Latter-day Saints LDS Church, guys, is able to keep its members compliant by constantly intimidating them with the propaganda that it is the only true and pure church and that all others are false, fallen churches. Well, let's start examining more closely under the microscope this cult and see if it has any legitimate claim to that title. Of course, a lot of cults do that. In fact, that's the hallmark of a cult. Any church that professes to be the only one that's right and all the rest are wrong, well, guess what? You know you're dealing with a false religion right there. Adventism is big on that. I've mentioned that before. Maybe I'll do a show on that. I've actually put one together. Maybe I'll do that one sometime soon. Ellen White was big on that. And, of course, Adventists today naturally are big on that. They teach that all other churches are Babylon, but they're the right one. And unless you belong to it, you are a part of Babylon. And if you want to go to heaven one day, you must ultimately leave Babylon and join the true church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Don't follow the false prophet Joseph Smith. Follow the false prophet Ellen White instead. Oh, what a joke. It's disgustingly pathetic. How they can sit there and talk about the falsehoods of all the other churches, and then there's theirs playing the same game. Yeah, whatever. So I'll leave one cult so I can go join this other cult. Wow, they not only don't drink coffee like the Mormons, they don't eat meat either. Yeah, but you know what they do do? They eat tons of cheese, baby. They like to pride themselves. We're so healthy we don't eat meat, but they eat more cheese than the average 100 meat eaters do. So what's the difference? You get rid of the beef, but you eat the cheese, which has just as much cholesterol, in fact, more. Their diets are worse. In fact, almost every Adventist I've ever met has been overweight. You know, they pride themselves. Yeah, we're vegetarians. We're healthy. Chomping down that cheese, baby. Oh, whatever. You know, these people are so disgusting. It's just an outward appearance of piety. I'm not bashing vegetarianism. It is healthy, but their version of it isn't. They just do it for window dressing purposes to give the appearance of piety. Just like the pagan priests of old, you know, they claimed celibacy. Of course, Catholic priests do the same thing now. There's nothing biblical to that. They claim piety because they're celibate, but then, you know, when you suppress those natural desires, God didn't ordain that, folks. You suppress those natural desires and they manifest themselves in other perverse ways. I don't have to elaborate on it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, coming back to Mormonism. But, you know, they're all the same guys, all these cults. They just want control, and then they make up these heinous belief systems. Hey, you know, it's like the government. Once they realize you can get people to do anything you want them to do, it just gets worse and worse and worse as time goes along. That's why you see Mormonism, as years have gone by, they've developed even more crazy and bizarre beliefs, and it just results in all this ridiculous corruption, and you know, they get off on it, that they can make up anything and people will believe it. So they do just that. They make up anything, and it just gets more twisted and more crazy. Just like the government, it's out of control. You got the FBI making a multi-billion-dollar database now of biometrics, you know, watching people's movements and facial features. Oh, he's got a scar above his left eyebrow. Let's put that in the database. They just get obsessed with power. You know, Hoover wanted to arrest 1,500 Americans that he said were a potential threat. Arrest them just for no reason because he felt that they were a potential threat. You know, it gets crazy. It gets out of control. And here we are once again. We got the Bush regime in power now, wanting to spy on you. Everything you do, everything you say. Now they want to pass SB 1959. Shut down the internet, basically, if it's criticizing the government and label you a radical, violent radicalizationist. Do you see the parallels between organized religion and government, guys? It's the same thing. It's a cult. They become obsessed with power, controlling everything you do, say, and think. Thought. Control. That's what organized religion is all about, and that's what government now run amok, out of control, is all about. Thought crimes, Bill. Just like Mormonism, they want to silence you so you can't criticize them because they're a bunch of criminal lying thieves, and so government wants to do the same thing. Go figure. No wonder they love each other so much. No wonder the CIA wants to recruit Mormons. They have the same viewpoints, the same ideology, the same philosophy. Anyway, moving on. Appalling statistics, in spite of the fact that they portray themselves as this, you know, holy group of people that lives wholesome lives, doesn't drink coffee. Listen to this. And I want to make it clear. I'm not saying that all Mormons are evil and corrupt. Of course not. There's some really decent, sincere Mormon believers out there that have no idea that they belong to one of the world's most evil and satanically controlled cults. The same with Catholics. You know, most Catholics are very decent people. They don't know that the Vatican is a monstrosity of wickedness. By the way, most high-ranking Vatican officials are Masons, you might be interested to know. But anyway, nevertheless, a great many Mormons, certainly the highest-ranking Mormons, are absolutely evil, period. No question about it. Just look at their teachings. But let's look at some other interesting statistics brought out in this series of articles from the Denver Post. It brought out how Mormons literally live, a great many of them live a double life. You know, they claim to be opposed to alcohol, coffee, again, and other, you know, acceptable social drugs. In fact, they make reference to a 1973 government report, which concluded that, quote, church members take more non-barbiturate sedatives, tranquilizers, antidepressants, stimulants, pep pills, heroin, cocaine, and LSD than do non-Mormons. This was a government report. Mormons actually use these drugs more than non-Mormons. They do it, of course, behind closed doors. They're closet drug addicts and alcoholics. By the way, isn't that interesting? LDS, Latter-day Saints, is just a reworking of LSD. I guess you'd have to be on LSD to fall for this stuff. Anyway, we got another caller. Oh, it's my buddy Natasha from Pennsylvania. Hey, welcome to the show, Nat.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. I was just
listening. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. Yeah, I forgot to say that.
Yeah.
I was just listening to your show, and I came in, you know, kind of late. But I was wondering if, did you bring up about the magic underwear?
Not yet. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I hope so. I'm taking so long here. I got to move into high gear.
Yeah, this, I don't want
to
keep you.
There's so much to cover with this.
I definitely wanted you to cover the underwear.
Hey, I wonder if that comes in thermal form, you know, for the wintertime. Can you get thermal long underwear?
Maybe. I don't know. But now you can only buy it from the church, from them. Somebody was selling it on eBay. And
come on.
Yeah,
what, did they go after them?
Yeah, so they got really angry about that, and now you can only buy it. You have to show a certificate. So I won't keep you, but I wanted to make sure you covered that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, thanks a lot, Natasha.
Okay. Talk to you later.
We'll catch you later.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, it's true. And again, not most Mormons don't even know this. You know, you got to be a high-ranking Mormon, you know, right there in Utah. But when you advance to the higher degrees, if you will, and they do, they have high degrees, just like Masonry, you advance to higher degrees, you take secret oaths, and on it goes. Do your little secret handshakes like Masonry. But eventually you get to a point where you graduate and they assign you this lifelong set of undergarments, which once you put them on, you're supposed to keep them on for life. You never take them off. You always wear them underneath. You shower with them. You sleep with them and everything else with them. You can use your imagination there. But you're supposed to never take them off. And they're emblazoned with these occultic symbols. It's just bizarre. And, you know, here they are. They portray themselves, you know, as this branch of Christianity, and yet you can't get more unchristian than this. You know, this occultic symboled undergarment thing is just crazy. Anyway, here are some other interesting statistics brought out by the Denver Post. Quote, Utah's divorce rate has always been higher than the national average, and 20 is the most common age in Utah for women to get divorced. Utah's child murder rate is 5 times the national average. Can you imagine? And they claim to be so family-oriented. Half of all the babies born in Utah have teenage mothers, and 7 out of 10 of these children are conceived out of wedlock. But because of the fierce pressure to remain respectable in Utah, 7 months has become the most common interval between marriage and childbirth. In other words, 2 months into their pregnancy, they're getting married, so it looks like the children were conceived in wedlock. So it's just an outward facade to give the impression that they're living these holy, sacred lives. But it's all a fraud. It's all window dressing, guys. It is a monstrous, evil, scandalous cult is what it is. And again, I'm not making an indictment statement against all Mormons across the board. It's just the religion itself. Stay clear of it. The people are sincere, you know, don't think they're all evil. They don't know better. They don't know what's going on. They're not told this stuff, just like most Masons. Most Masons are decent people. They don't know what Masonry is all about. They don't know what it aspires to control the world, that it's a monstrously satanic cult, and it is. And they'll never know either. Most of them, they'll never tell them that, because they know that they would leave in a heartbeat and they wouldn't get their generous little contributions they make to the brotherhood. Anyway, the article ends with this statement. Mormons tend to replace vices like cigarettes and alcohol with a demanding sweet tooth. A hefty 46% of all adults in Utah are overweight, compared to a national average of 19%. Just like Adventism, you know, they talk about vegetarianism. Oh, we live so healthy, such clean lives, because the false prophet Ellen White compelled them to do so. That's not biblical, but Ellen White said you must do it, so everybody does it or claims to do it. But, you know, there they are indulging in the cheese. Can't get enough of that cheese. Anybody who's ever been to an Adventist potluck knows their food is swimming, drowning in cheese. No meat, but plenty of... They eat more cheese than the average meat eater. I mean, it's incredible. And yet they talk so healthy. They're all overweight, just like the Mormons. they're all a bunch of cultists. Anyway, stay away from them, folks. I'm telling you. If you want to, you know, have a relationship with God, the last place you want to go is one of these cults. All right, guys. Another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Picking up here talking about Mormonism here on Republic Broadcasting. By the way, the website for Republic Broadcasting is republicbroadcasting.org. You can go there and check out all kinds of interesting ads, information, updates on what's going on out there in the crazy world, great information about 9/11. There's books, DVDs, you name it, all kinds of stuff you can order. And you can get in on the live chat with other listeners. Again, that's republicbroadcasting.org. All right, guys, we talked about racism earlier when Gil called in. Let's get into that now. Mormonism, unbeknownst to even many Mormons, teaches that the white man is the highest form of development en route toward godhood. And by the way, that's a teaching of Mormonism as well that a lot of people aren't aware of. They believe that what God is, we shall become, and that what we are, God once was. That God is actually only one of many gods. He happens to be our God, but there's many gods, and we're gods, or becoming gods. Well, only if you're Mormons, of course. If you're not a Mormon, then you know, you're never going to progress. You've got to become a Mormon first, and then you're on the road to godhood. Dum-da-dum! They teach a sort of reincarnation doctrine, if you will, that everyone has been reborn from a lower state. It gets really bizarre here, but they teach that, you know, we were spirit beings prior to being born, and then we entered into the flesh. And that's supposed to be a sign of advancement. I thought you progressed to become a spirit being. I don't know. But anyway, as part of this belief system, you might imagine, blacks are believed by Mormons, the highest ranking ones anyway, to be a lower form of life or to occupy a lower rung on the ladder in the progressive stages of development toward godhood. This point was brought out by Brigham Young, who wrote these words in Journal of Discourses. He said, "Shall I tell you the law of God in regard to the African race? If the white man who belongs to the chosen seed mixes his blood with the seed of Cain, the penalty under the law of God is death." Now, I want to make something clear here. This is a teaching of Little Miss Ellen White as well. Yes, the prophetess of Seventh-day Adventism. If I get any Adventists out there listening, I'm sure they're mad right now, and good, good. But it's your Ellen White and your cult you ought to be mad at, not me. Not me for bringing it up, because it is a fact. It is true. In fact, you know what? I am going to do that show probably next week. We're going to talk about Little Miss Ellen White and her belief system that certain races of men are the result of amalgamation between man and beast. Did you know she taught that crap? Well, she did. And this is right along line with popular teaching in the 19th century among a lot of whites. And Joseph Smith here was one of them. They actually claimed divine inspiration to back up this heinous idea. Anyway, let me go on here to some more interesting stuff along this line. Progressing to godhood. The avid Mormon family, the Osmond family, you remember those guys, right? A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and a little bit screwy, too. They made an interesting official statement of faith, and when we get back in the break, I'll talk about that, folks. Stick with us.
With recent internet